Today, my acrostic is children, and they're charismatic. Children. They're honest, unfortunately, sometimes, because they will tell you things you do not want to hear. They're innocent. They're loving. They're very dramatic. They're ready for anything, pretty much. Like, you're just like, you're like, you want to go, blah, blah, blah. Most of the time, they're like, yes. My Rocco is very, wants to do all the things, and he's a very much always like, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this. He's just ready to go. Energetic. He's not. He's a little tired this morning. I forgot the N. The N is just hanging out. Everyone, N. Children. Anyone? They're nosy. They notice. They're nice when they're babies. They are noisy. If you were here on Christmas Eve, holy guacamole. What else would be an N for children? Adorable does not start with an N. Notorious. What was R? Ready. They're just ready to go. They're just on it. Ooh. All right. So I'm just going to read some scriptures about the kiddos, okay? And then we're going to do communion because we don't want to stay here all. I mean, do we want to stay here all day? I don't know. I think Oakley wants to have a birthday party. It's her birthday today. All right. In Psalms 127, let's see. I can't read. I think that's 3. I think I need to get stronger readers. Children are God's love gift. I like that. They are heaven's generous reward. Children born to a young couple will one day rise to protect and provide for their parents. Happy will be the couple who has many of them. A household full of children will not bring shame on your name, but victory when you face your enemies. They'll help you fight. For your offspring will have influence and honor to prevail on your behalf. That's a good reward, isn't it? I like that. And then in Proverbs 1:8. These numbers are so tiny right next to the things. Pay close attention, my child, to your father's wise words, and never forget your mother's instructions, for their insight will bring you success, adorning you with grace-filled thoughts and giving you reins to guide your decisions. When peer pressure compels you to go with the crowd and sinners invite you to join in, you must simply say, no. Okay. These are good mothers and fathers, obviously. There could be, you know, a possibility that you didn't have the greatest influences in your life, and then God probably gave you some spiritual parents, right? And grandparents, are there any grandparents in the room? This one's for the grandparents. It says grandparents have the crowning glory of life. Grandchildren, those are your crowning glory of life. And it's only proper for children to take pride in their parents. Did you hear that, children? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Proverbs. Sorry, I forgot to tell you the Proverbs 17:6. All right, and then in Proverbs 22:6. No, what is that? No, I think that's a. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you guys. I need. 6. Dedicate your children to God. Ooh, that's what we just did, right? And point them in the way that they should go. And the values they've learned from you will be with them for life. All right. Let's see here. This is a really good one. Psalms 8. It says, Yahweh, our sovereign God, Your glory streams from the heavens above, filling the earth with the majesty of your name. People everywhere see your splendor. You have built a stronghold by the songs of children. Strength rises up with the chorus of infants. This kind of praise has power to shut Satan's mouth. Childlike worship will silence the madness of those who oppose you. I thought that was pretty impressive. That's very powerful. I'm going to read it again. Here we go. Yahweh, our sovereign God, your glory streams from the heavens above, filling the earth with the majesty of your name. People everywhere see your splendor. You have built a stronghold by the songs of children. Strength rises up with the chorus of infants. This kind of praise has power to shut Satan's mouth. Childlike worship will silence the madness of those who oppose you. What do you guys think like childlike worship looks like? You guys ever watched a kid? Free. Do they sing and dance and act wild? What do we do as adults sometimes? Worry about what other people think, what other people are going to say if we act like a little crazy. But it says right there that like if we act free like children in our worship, what's going to happen? It's going to shut Satan up, right? It's going to take him out. So I think maybe we need to get a little more free in our... Exactly. They're wild. I won't even do that. I'm like... But they do. They might have a little bit of extra something to help them out. And last, but obviously not least, Jesus. Jesus, the guy that, you know, we're supposed to model ourselves after, the guy that died for our sins, the guy that showed us God in human form, showed us what love was on earth. It says in Matthew 19:13, then they brought little children to Jesus so that he would lay his hands on them, bless them, and pray for them. But the disciples scolded those who brought the children, saying, don't bother him with this now. Jesus overheard them and said, I want little children to come to me, so never interfere with them when you want to come, for heaven's kingdom realm is composed of beloved ones like these. Listen to this truth. No one will enter the kingdom realm of heaven unless he becomes like one of these. Then he laid his hands on each of them and went on his way. That's what we do around here, right? We let the little children come. We let them have a voice. Because that is where the glory is. That is where the promises are. That is how Jesus wants us to come to him as little children.